engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, teach and urge these things. Whoever teaches something different and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the religious teaching is conceited, understanding nothing, and has a morbid disposition for arguments and verbal disputes. From these come envy, rivalry, insults, evil suspicions, and mutual friction among people with corrupted minds who are deprived of the truth, supposing religion to be a means of gain. Indeed, religion with contentment is a great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, just as we shall not be able to take anything out of it. If we have food and clothing, we shall be content with that. Those who want to be rich are falling into temptation and into a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evils. And some people, in their desire for it, have strayed from the faith and have pierced themselves with many pains. But you, man of God, avoid all this. Instead, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Lay hold of eternal life, to which you were called when you made the noble confession in the presence of many witnesses. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Why should I fear in evil days when my wicked ensnarers ring me round? They trust in their wealth, the abundance of their riches is their boast. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Yet in no way can a man redeem himself or pay his own ransom to God. Too high is the price to redeem one's life. He would never have enough to remain alive always and not see destruction. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Fear not when a man grows rich, when the wealth of his house becomes great. For when he dies, he shall take none of it. His wealth shall not follow him down. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Though in his lifetime he counted himself blessed, they will praise you for doing well for yourself. He shall join the circle of his forebears, who shall never more see light. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the twelve and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, from whom seven demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, Susanna, and many others, who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, brothers and sisters, blessed are the poor in spirit. The love of money is the root of all evils, we're told in today's readings. The love of money. Not that money by itself is evil, otherwise we wouldn't be able to have anything to do with it. No, we use it as a tool. As a tool of charity, as a tool of justice, of sustenance, of provision for ourselves and our families. Of course, it's not evil in and of itself. But it's the love of money. Jesus is piercing here our attitude towards money. Remember, he said, first of all, that we have to love him more than any of our possessions. In fact, more than any other people in our lives, including relatives and our best friends. And he said, where your heart is, where your treasure is, he said, there will your heart also be. In other words, if whatever you focus on gaining for yourself, you will end up attaching to. Whatever you desire and you keep fostering the desire for it, you'll eventually want that more than anything else, to the point where it could affect your freedom. In other words, you become enslaved to it. Desire money appropriately. Accept it appropriately. Scripture also teaches the worker is worth his wages. Just wages, that's an aspect of justice. And of course, money is also used for the generous spirit with which so many who have a lot of money do use it to help the poor, to help good causes. And moreover, people do have the right to their own property. If you work for something, if you earn it, you have a right to it, of course, not forgetting that all the goods that are given to us are given for the good of all. So we have to be generous. But the love of money is the root of all evil. Paul goes on to tell Timothy, one of the early bishops of the church, that those who are focused on money, want to become rich, love it too much, fall into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin, destruction, straying from the faith, and piercing themselves with many sorrows. You know, it's not just that it's bad to be obsessed with and love money above all else. But what happens on the part of some who do is that they project that love of money onto others, because it's much easier to attack someone else for loving money than to repent of one's own sins and to recognize the evil and the disordered desires that you have within yourself. And so we see this played out on the public arena so many times. When somebody has a political enemy, when somebody has any kind of an enemy, one of the ways they try to attack them is to accuse them of misusing money. This is a common tool of personal destruction, at least to raise suspicions about other people where they are not warranted. This is one of the many evils that these foolish desires, as this reading says, are leading to. I've seen it, you've seen it, I've experienced it myself, as some people in church leadership have falsely tried to raise suspicions about my own ministry, my own use of money. It's ridiculous. They go out there and then shamelessly, they publicly try to raise questions about, oh, how is Father Frank using his money? And then I would go back to them and say, okay, well, do you have a specific question? Do you have a specific problem? Do you have a specific accusation? Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, well, then why are you trying to raise doubts? See, nobody has to prove their innocence. A person who's making an accusation has to prove the accusation, but nobody's got to prove their innocence. You can't do that anyway. And those who raise questions, like in my case, when some were raising these kinds of questions, we provided all of our financial records, and we've always gotten good audits for our ministry, which are publicly available on our website. And they said, oh, okay, we've gotten the report, so we'll let you know now if we have any specific questions. And then they never got back to us after that. That's been over a decade ago. Never got back with any kind of questions. Of course not, because there was nothing wrong there. The love of money is the root of all evils. I can tell you another story. When we moved our headquarters into a new diocese, we sent a nice letter saying, oh, you know, we're happy to be coming into the diocese. We want to work together with you. We want to serve the people. And we get a letter back basically saying to us, oh, well, you're coming just for the money because there's a lot of wealthy people here who could be your donors. What an unfair and ridiculous thing to say. And again, as I say, that's projection. The love of money is the root of all evils. And some people are obsessed with it that they read into other people's motives that they want money. This was that ridiculous film about Norma McCorvey, the Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade, whom I received into the Catholic Church back in 1998, and I knew as well as anybody in the world. And some ignorant people tried to publicly accuse her of, oh, well, she's just doing it for the money. I can tell you nothing was further from the truth. I have always purposely put myself in the lowest salary parameter of anyone working here in our ministry. In fact, for most of the time that I've been the National Director of Priests for Life, I've done so on a volunteer basis with no salary. And now I'm receiving, my salary is about $20,000 a year. And so, I don't use money for anything other than my work. I like seafood. I go to amusement parks in the summer. And that's about it. So the love of money really does strange things to the mind and can lead people into a point where they're looking at everything and evaluating everything and judging other people's motives just through that one green lens. Let's ask the Lord that we would have some of the spirit of the man I know who was involved in lay ministry and lost everything when his house burned down. And I always remember talking to him just after that happened. And he said, I was standing on the front lawn of the house, he said, and I put my hands up to the Lord in praise because I never felt so free. Where your treasure is, there will your heart also be. We rely on God above everything, because everything else changes, everything else passes, everything else is tentative, including our very life in this world. God alone remains as our sure foundation, not money, God alone. Let's make proper use of the gift of money, and let's keep our hearts focused on God. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.